A popular Outcast production.
And go.
All right, now we're recording all four.
Oh, look
tracks.
At it. There it
awesome.
Goes.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yay.
I can do technology.
You're doing it good. You're doing it very good. You're doing technology very well.
Oh, hey, is this episode 20?
It's episode 20.
What?
Word.
We're 20 now.
We're
almost legal to
so
drink.
Close to. Let's not start that conversation again. Because last time we got into talking about cars for like half an hour.
No, almost legal to drink, I said.
Okay.
Now let's talk about beers.
Beer.
I think we already delicious. Talked about that.
What do you like better? I like shots. I don't know. What kind of shots do you like? Buttery nipples?
Wow, what was Blue Beavers?
Yes. Purple motherfuckers.
Purple haze.
Slippery oh nipples.
What?
Slippery nipples.
What? Buttery nipples.
Own it. What?
You don't drink enough shots.
Yeah. I don't drink
you
shots.
You don't go to enough bars.
I go to bars. I don't
apple
drink.
Pie.
I'm not into shots.
Apple pie.
Yeah,
fucking apple pie. Shots.
Brady's wedding, they had apple pie.
No, of course they did.
In a punch bowl.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And
it
guess
was a
what?
Lot.
Guess
you
what?
Drank all of it?
Oh, we
oh,
tried.
It was all gone.
That's that boil-o
they did
stuff,
actually
right?
Drink.
Apple yeah. pie boil-o. Yeah, my cousin had that at her wedding, too.
It's like the redneck drink of choice
yes.
and
yeah.
allow and like now like hipsters know it's good so now
crap.
They drink it all the time too because it's grain alcohol so.
God damn you hipsters, you already stole my PBR.
Yeah, I know, right? It's terrible.
And everything else that Aislinn loved.
Yeah. Seriously. God,
we to should... the point where now people look at you and think you're a hipster.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's like
I just like vintage and weird things.
Yeah.
I'm not a hipster.
I've been wearing
I'm not a hipster
shirts.
Because I don't have a fucking pretentious attitude about it. I'm not all like, I liked being cool before it was being cool, and you're not cool
yeah.
because it's cool now.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I accept anybody else in who wants to be a, you know, a nerd, and I'll
anyway.
Guide you along the way so we can nerd out together.
Episode 20, we're here with our I like to call him our lovely producer, yeah. Bill.
Thanks.
He's gonna
your
sit in and...
Your microphone's falling.
Yes, it is.
And, oh,
that's
my.
That's gonna sound good.
Lauren just dropped her microphone
I got
in her
my
crotch.
Microphone in my crotch.
Did you guys hear
you
that? That was Lauren's
crotch.
We're gonna have this episode's
Ow.
Gonna be the vagina monologues now.
Yeah. My vagina is going to talk to everybody.
I'm really disappointed nobody got the Reese's joke.
What?
What?
She said I dropped my microphone in my
crotch.
Oh,
crotch in my. Oh god, yes. Our lovely producer Bill is here to talk.
Yay!
Hello, with us.
Bill.
Hooray! I'm not very qualified for nerdism, but I
what?
Am definitely super geek.
You have your niche.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do have a lot to say about nerds.
I like candy.
And I want to hear yes. all of it.
First off,
I like
speaking of
Alpha
I like
Betas,
candy, MC Chris just got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's I saw that. He got married for under $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
So great.
I like MC Chris. He's fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's adorable.
Oh my god.
Good dude. Good dude.
Anyway.
He stopped smoking marijuana.
Crazy.
Yeah,
why?
A couple years ago. Well, I don't know. Like, I think he just said, like, it's no longer part of my life, guys. Because it was,
it's,
I mean...
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, okay. He did write several songs that were, like, love songs to weed.
Yeah.
So, including weed.
So he...
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
He's done with that one. All
right. But he spelled it W-I-I-D. Because, you know...
Because he likes Nintendo.
Yes. It's weird not having headphones on, by the way. I always have headphones on when I'm...
I'm sure the headphones would reach if
oh,
you want to
no,
wear them.
Oh, no. We're doing this weird. All right, let's
Bill's
do this.
Being a
How
guest.
Often are you the guest?
I've never
not
sat
in your
in this
big
seat.
Old comfy chair that I'm sitting in.
I've never sat in this seat.
That's hilarious.
It's weird.
First time for everything.
Yeah. It's very... I feel...
interesting.
Now, I feel pity for every person who's ever sat in...
Does it feel like we're all just watching you?
Yeah.
We are all actually yeah. turned towards you.
This has got to be such a position of submission and like, you know.
I'm okay with that.
Well, you're officially the studio sub.
Yeah, that's true. I'm okay with it. Anyway.
You're doing a terrible job at cleaning this.
On your knees.
Seriously, Bill, this is awful.
It's plenty clean.
You're the one that got like fake fucking feathers all over the floor.
I did, yeah.
True facts, dogs.
Making your crazy Halloween wreath.
I mean, but it is a cool wreath.
It is.
Yeah. Freaking awesome wreath.
But it is also incredibly
It was very
feathery.
Messy.
Can we do something about the fish tank rave? It's really distracting.
I love it.
It's like a party.
I think if you hit the button,
it's like green, blue, red. white.
What button? There's
green.
A There's a in button the on the top back.
Blue. Red.
I'm just going to feel my
white.
Way.
Yeah. It's like
I don't know. It's a new
blue.
All right. I'm going to look.
It's sticking out. Yeah.
Maybe you just stand up. Anywho, nerd culture
stuff. We did. We touched on that a little bit last episode.
Yeah.
The fantastic news that
fade.
Ooh. So, ooh.
Is that all right?
Some super old Doctor Who has been located will be available for our viewing pleasure, hopefully in the near future.
I hope so.
I can't get it so it doesn't turn colors.
Just unplug the little thingy in the back.
Wait. Bloop.
There you go.
It's off.
Go to sleep, Beta.
Enough. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Sleep, fish.
Nap time, fish.
Sleep with the fishes.
Yeah. Sleep as the fishes.
He has a fish hammock now. Bill made fun of me for that. But
I have those in my beta tanks. Yeah. They love them.
I did not make fun of you. I just said, that's a weird idea.
I agree.
They love it. They like to sleep on that kind of stuff.
But like they sleep on leaves.
Yeah.
What fish is just
they live
like,
in mud puddles.
How did many bees are in mud puddles, though? I guess there's enough.
Yeah.
Somebody figured it out.
Yeah, seriously.
How do they communicate to each other, like, hey, listen, because they don't live together. Yeah. So, like, hey, listen, check it out.
Come check Leave out my hammocks. Mud puddle.
I'm telling you, it's the way to do it. And then the other fish was like,
you know they can live outside of water for a pretty long time.
Really?
Mm. Oh, that's freaking weird.
They breathe air.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They do, I swear to God. I found mine in my fucking sink one time. He was in the drain. And I don't know how long he was there, and he was still alive. I threw him back in the water.
And he was just like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about those snakeheads? You know, the snakehead fish that they were selling, like, years ago? Like, piranhas, they ate everything.
Mm-hmm.
They banned them because they were letting them loose in, like, fucking streams and shit.
And they get fucking huge.
Yeah, they get, like, 6 or 7 feet. Like, they can jump out of water and crawl across land for, like, a day or two.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be
Incredible.
In water. Yeah.
They're fucking scary.
Highly
catch
adaptable.
Them in Animal Crossing.
They're fucking crazy.
Giant snakeheads.
Yeah. I have not caught one of those.
You may not now.
No. Yeah, you can't. You haven't been able to, like, they haven't sold them in Pennsylvania for a couple years.
Well, I meant in the game.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. We went to Animal Crossing
Nerd culture. It's like enveloping me. I don't even know it.
I don't even understand anything about hunting or fishing or any of that etymology or any of that stuff except for from Animal Crossing.
Nice.
But I did know I was one of my...
I do from The Sims.
I do because my whole family are hunters and fishermen.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a little bit more.
You have like real life cred there.
Mine. Was
I've never,
too, so
I've never shot look. Anything.
But I was one of the
I
few
can't.
People who knew
no,
how
I
to who knew how to pronounce coelacanth.
Oh my God! Seriously,
yeah.
Like I enjoy my brother's podcast, but when Emrys pronounced it coelacanth, I cringe.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
Like, how do you know? How do you not fucking know what a coelacanth is?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was a big, giant deal about that when
Seriously.
They found one.
You're older than I am. You should know this shit.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe I'm into cryptozoology a little more than most people.
Oh, man. Can we
it
talk about that for a minute?
It's freaking cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bigfoot.
Shit. Yeah, I love Bigfoot.
We actually fell asleep the other night to a Bigfoot documentary.
Yeah, we were watching.
Really
how could you fall asleep?
Well,
we put on something documentary like to fall asleep to normally.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I love, like falling asleep to either like stand up stuff or listening to like stuff about Bigfoot or aliens. I'm disappointed as hell that Ancient Aliens is not on Netflix.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah. Did they take it off?
Yeah, it's not on there.
Shit.
Yeah, there's
dude,
like other like
freaky as
missed my window.
Shit.
Oh, I love that stuff. I grew up with that, you know, like my dad was one of the dudes who like out of nowhere, he'd just be like, so did you know the dinosaurs are in the Bible? And I was like, what?
That's yeah. speculation.
Well, yeah. But then, you know, the behemoth and stuff. But then I'd just be like, yeah, well, what do you think about Bigfoot? And then we'd have like a 40-minute conversation about Bigfoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
I do. Yeah, 100%. I don't know that they're
maybe not in the U.S.
I don't think that he exists in the way that people are depicting him, but I do believe that there is a creature in that.
It's them's. There has to be more than one. It can't
well,
be.
Exactly.
Unless
it can't
magic.
Be like a thousand-year-old Bigfoot.
Right.
Just living
by himself. I believe that they probably live in caves that we haven't explored.
Okay, let's think about this.
And they're
for a
probably
second.
Creepy little golem type.
No, because
hairy.
Like
no.
you know the pig
like a hairy
people,
golem.
Right? Like the hobbit people that they found. Yeah,
no,
like,
I didn't know about that.
They're like they found prehistoric hobbit people. They were like 3 foot tall. I wish I knew more about where they... I want to say like in Africa or whatever. Because like that's where life came from. So that's where you're going to find all the like the hybrids and stuff. But and like giants and whatnot. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, but Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Psycho. I don't know. I watched.
They found that footprint on Destination Truth that they can't explain, and now yeah. it's at like the whatever fucking ride at Disney.
Exactly. Was that that was the Bigfoot? But didn't they also find a Yeti one? But it wasn't called Yeti. They
did find an unidentified species of primate's hair.
Yes.
In the one
okay,
episode.
But I know that they did also find a footprint, and I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. it was in snowy regions.
Yeah. That's the one that they donated to Disney okay. for their whatever okay. Mount Everest.
Yeah, because I was pretty sure they were looking for a creature that was like a Yeti, but it was like the Asian version of a Yeti.
Well, they're all. That's the thing with big feet is that like it's just different words.
Yeah.
They're all
Sasquatch.
Yeah. Because it was like. It's like an Asian person okay. and an African person and a Native yeah. American person. That like it's the same species, mm-hmm. just different subspecies. I don't know how. I don't know if science.
I don't know science enough to even try to justify that.
I know there's yeah. genus, species, and
kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
There you go.
Nice. Whatever you just said.
That was my biology
King Philip
education
just served
right
us 9
there for
pizzas.
You.
That's great.
That's what we learned. King Philip just served us 9 pizzas.
Oh man.
I don't know. What are you people
wait,
saying?
Wait, no, that was the planets.
No.
No.
There's
King
no
Philip
K.
just
yeah.
There's no K. No,
that was
kingdom?
Right. Yeah.
Kingdom, phylum, class.
No. I'm thinking of the planets.
The
it's just
of...
served us 9 pizzas is the fucking planets. Jupiter,
oh, yeah,
Saturn, Neptune,
yeah.
Pluto.
Yeah, so you mixed the two.
Yeah,
together.
I totally did.
That's the best.
Wow.
Dude,
no,
it was so
like,
long ago.
There was a King Philip thing to remember.
Yeah, it was King Philip something something.
Classifications.
Yeah.
But damn it! Gotcha. It was my very eager
now.
Mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Damn it!
I think...
I think
Bigfoot could exist in the United States, but or could have existed in the United States at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I like to play, like, these games in my head, like, okay, I don't believe in magic or anything like that, but what if the reason why we can't find Bigfoot is because
he's magic.
And, like, just disappears. Like, he can just, like, he's a fourth dimensional being
like,
that can
okay,
just
no.
step
Bigfoot,
into the fourth dimension.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Really?
Bigfoot's the aliens that we came from.
Yes.
He's just really, like, scientifically advanced, and he has developed a cloaking
yeah.
device.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Predator.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Bigfoot is the Predator.
So, that all
case
sounds
closed.
It's all logical to me. That all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seriously. Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it. I'm a skeptic.
Only
well, I'm a skeptic, too.
I watched Joe Rogan Questions Everything. Did you watch that show?
Yeah.
Or hear about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He totally, like, debunked it.
Yeah.
Nobody could come up with any evidence whatsoever.
I'm not saying it's... that he definitely exists. I'm just saying it's possible because it's just like
anything's possible.
There's a lot of like wooded areas that people don't fucking go into. Cause
yeah,
just,
yeah, that's true.
There are a lot of there. Like people don't realize how big the United States is,
yeah.
and like how much of the area that people don't even go to.
Yeah.
I mean, there are places where there's wood like wilderness that is so. Like, just never seen humans, you yep. know what I mean?
The crazy yeah. redwood rainforests in Washington.
Yeah, because,
and
like,
that's where the wrong turn people live.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. Those people
scares me.
Those people do exist.
That was in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, seriously.
So, that's that.
But, totally, I was really, really bummed to hear Loch Ness Monster. Like, there's no way it's possible.
I know. Dude, just I really like, want, like, I really want...
Ashley's
well,
getting naked.
Okay.
This is
yeah.
really uncomfortable.
There okay, is.
I'll
took
my belt off.
Uh oh.
Shut up.
Bill's
Bill.
Thinking
anyway.
About something.
anyway. No, the I really want, like, you watch these documentaries about these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like all kinds of weird like octopi or
giant
like
squid.
Giant squids with like yep. crab arms and like
crab arms.
That's like true. They like,
dude, you don't have any idea what lives at the
yeah,
depths of the
there
ocean.
There is like,
yeah,
we have
there's
no clue.
No,
but now that they
and
have,
that is
like,
some giant, scary shit.
Yeah,
there's like the with the giant blue, what are they called?
Whales?
No, the blue like holes that go like they're the tunnels
wormhole?
I don't want to say whirlpools, but
an abyss, a crevasse.
It's just like a giant, like, lake-looking thing, but it's like miles deep.
Yeah,
they, and they're actually abyss go into
might
like
be the right word.
They go into like caves and it's stuff, an ocean, and it's though, just like a beautiful blue.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't,
it's basically
sinkhole?
Like sinkholes that are like filled with water. Ocean. Yeah,
maybe.
Oh yeah. No, they're. God, I hate to keep referencing Destination Truth, but they did that on the one episode.
Say. That's what I'm talking about.
It was in, like, Asia or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I watched those.
They have... it just blows my mind. Like, the stuff that... I don't like using fossil fuels or anything like that, but you have to. And, like, it's never going to stop until, like, we don't have them anymore.
Yeah, and then we'll find a different
one. Well, we really don't have to. I mean, we do have the sun.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, there's too much money involved. So.
Yeah, there's way too much money involved. Yeah. So we do have to, but technically we don't have
to. But, like, the cool thing about, like, the only cool thing about oil rigs and stuff is that they have those cameras that go down to, like, the surface of the ocean, and they catch all kinds of insane shit.
Yeah, like mermaids.
Yeah, like mermaids.
Oh, God.
Like,
did you guys watch
like
that?
Sharks with people teeth.
They're literally called blue holes.
Oh blue nice. Holes.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, those. Yep.
Blue holes, now we know.
Yeah. All right. I thought it was something technical, but...
Yeah.
Nope, apparently not.
But yeah, they're, like, miles deep, and, like, you don't know what creatures and
if you,
crazy shit
if you just go there. On YouTube... one night when you're hopefully when you're drinking
oh god
and just type in like oil rig video sea monster or sea creature or any of that, you will watch thousands of videos of like undescribable
horrors.
Yeah,
there was some video recently on Facebook about some giant sea monster that was on like caught on video on an oil rig, like literally like 3 days ago, there was some new evidence of some giant monster.
That's why I don't go in the fucking ocean.
Straight up.
Did you see all the, like, did you ever look at pictures of the fish and shit that they were pulling out after the tsunami, like 10 years ago, or that huge tsunami in Asia?
No, I didn't.
There was pictures.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There was pictures online of the fish that got washed up from that fucking thing. Like, you would not believe that these things were real.
Yeah.
Like, insane. Giant freaking teeth and ginormous eyes. Like, you cannot imagine the ridiculous looking creatures.
The
like, it's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
It's
like,
insane.
Things with teeth bigger than like,
real,
their bodies.
Real
and...
shit.
See, like, why isn't that in the news?
They're all over
because nobody gives a shit about like awesome.
Why? People care too much about which celebrity is too fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who cares who divorced who or married? Like,
a lot of people. Oh. That's
the dumbing down
like
of the
15
media.
Magazines dedicated
well,
to
we
just that.
We have to like ignore our own problems by picking on other people.
Yeah,
but I don't want to do that. I want to look at crazy awesome fish.
Well, then that's what the internet's for.
Yeah, Google tsunami fish.
Yeah,
I'm going to.
Dude,
I want to see
like
this.
The Facebook page. I fucking love science.
Yeah, that's a great page.
I did like it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great page.
Yeah, that's a really great page.
So, nerdy stuff, huh?
Yeah.
What are we nerd out
Nerds!
About?
Nerds!
Do we want to do I want to hear Aislinn bitch about nerd culture now. Because she has so much disdain for it, and I want to know.
I have disdain for fake nerds, but not the way that like super fanboys have disdain for fake nerds.
Right.
Everybody's got some kind of nerd to them. Like, everybody obsesses
about
over
something.
Everybody really likes something. But my problem is the people that go around and, like, wear the big old glasses and, like, whatever shit. And it's like, oh, I'm so nerdy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm just going to use a girl voice because it's easier than me trying to do a deep man voice.
I'm so nerdy, I play Call of Duty.
Right. Yeah, and I was like,
oh, I love.
I don't care. That's great. But if I ask you the question,
I've heard that line. I have actually heard a guy say, "Oh, he's such a nerd. He plays video games all the time." Oh, what's he play? God of War and Call of Duty. No.
You're not a bro.
No.
You're a jock, and you probably own an Xbox.
Yeah.
But,
never bought that Xbox.
Trade it in.
I think I only played it like twice.
Trade it in. Get a PS4.
I'll buy it for a DS.
Get a PS4.
One of those things that you
get a 3DS? Yeah. Oh my god, there's so much fun.
Things.
So much fun. Anywho, Aislinn.
What happened?
Sorry. You guys got talking, so I went back to eating.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, my thing is, like, people were just like that. It's like, oh, what are you nerdy about? Like, what is your passion? Like, are like, do you really like math or science? Or, like, are you really into literature? Or, right. you know, whatever, what have you. And it's like, no, history. I'm just like, I'm a nerd. I'm so geeky. It's like, no.
Yeah, I watched the
Why are you this?
I watched The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, like, fuck those people. Yeah. You hate that show.
Ruined oh, my God, me. No. Seriously, I love that terrible. Show.
It's no. It's okay. No, listen,
it's a good it's show. Okay to like it. It is okay to like it.
I know people, Lauren's one of them. Yeah. My boss, Jesse, my friend boss, Jesse, she watches the show.
Yeah.
Jessie has definite nerd cred. She's not like one of the people who says I'm nerdy because I watch Big Bang. Mm-hmm. However, comma, there are a lot of people who are like who don't realize that that show is just making fun of a dude with Asperger's. That's like the yeah. whole point of that.
That show is like I hate to do like stereotypes, but yeah. that show is a show about nerds written by jocks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you think it really is, though?
But well,
do you watch the show?
Yeah, I've watched a few episodes, and I actually and I had really with did it. Like really? It for a little while. And then as soon as Bill started pointing them out to me, it's really apparent.
But the problem really? That really bothers me about the show that makes me even more mad is the people who are on it. Fucking Will Wheaton, Mayim yeah. Bialik, two of my
super but they're nerds. People.
Yeah, oh, they're straight up like 100%
it is very that's why I thought it was actually more of like an homage to like nerd culture.
They're probably just getting asses of money
and
to do
not
it.
Yeah. Well, what? Maybe.
I don't know. I never
We're just
looked
saying
at
they got
it like
paid a lot.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure, but I mean like Johnny Galecki was always like the
you don't
nerdy guy too, you know. Like you know, he's really a fucking
David.
Nerd.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want to think that somebody that was actually on Star Trek like is that much of a sellout. But
I don't know. I think like they have enough shit that they throw out on that show. Like I mean, I've been watching that show honestly since it started. Like we watch it, and AJ loves it. We both watch it a lot.
Is there like another level that I've missed?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm probably just missing it. Missing the whole like jock thing. I just think it's funny. Like yeah. I love Sheldon's character. I think he's goddamn hilarious.
Right.
AJ like hates it. He's like, dude, I would punch that guy so fucking bad. But he still like enjoys
right.
watching
he enjoys
the show.
Show. Yeah.
He
yeah.
actually could. I think he's at the point now where
I probably shotgunned like 3 seasons of that show, and like I was watching it all on the internet and
yeah. Netflix.
Okay. And the entire time...
Can't say that.
Nope, it's not on it.
It might was. Be.
It was? Might, okay, sure. Yeah, I was watching it on Netflix.
It might have been. It's probably on Hulu Plus or some kind of...
Yeah. Sure. I think I've seen it on Netflix, but I don't know.
I was watching it legally.
Right.
And the entire time, all I could think was, I really want to eat Chinese.
Yeah, they do eat Chinese a lot.
That's all I got from it the entire time was,
no, I don't know.
God, I want Chinese
maybe,
right now.
Well, you're the same age as I am. So yeah. I was going to say, like, maybe it's because I'm older and, like, I don't have as much disdain for, like, yeah. nerdy people.
Right.
Just because, I don't know. I guess when I was in school... Like, when we were in school, like, being a nerd was not as...
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't popular.
Yeah. You
but
were
I liked nerdy people.
Yeah.
I hung out with more of, like, the stoner art crowd when I was in high school, but I was really, like, I was into fantasy.
Right.
And, like, all that kind of shit. Like,
I was...
But I never...
I was in high school when it literally became nerd... Like, I was a nerd. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you're a nerd, you're a geek, whatever, and being a nerd was a bad thing. And then all of a sudden, all my friends were like, wait a minute, that preppy girl has dark rim glasses and has put black in her hair and is now wearing, like,
yeah,
gym socks and Converse, and wait a minute, okay, now those people who are making fun of us for that exact thing that we were doing, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. You know, I can like, see how that would be really frustrating.
I literally saw the transformation of everybody who I hated and hated me mocking what I was wearing and what I was doing, saying it was cool, and then mocking me for looking like them. Mm. What? Just happened.
Yeah, wow.
So, like, yep. That's a lot of reasons why I have disdain for, like, people who are quote-unquote nerd culture.
Yeah.
But I've grown to, like, not hate them as much as I'm getting older. Because I think it's awesome to obsess about one thing.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should have something in their life that they're just like, I love it, I need it, I want it, I need to have everything about it, I need to know everything, 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 everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it just, you need to have something.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
that's, like, that much fun that you can come home and just
and you,
geek out.
If you go on, like, one of the best things about Reddit is that, like, there is a... Like, the way it's set up, for those of you who don't know, I don't know if you know anything mm-hmm. about Reddit, Lauren, but, mm-hmm. And you
we
barely do.
On
you,
that.
Yeah. We don't care.
We're not Redditors.
Well, basically, like, it's like, okay, Reddit, and then you have subreddits. So you have, yeah. like, anything. The other night, I caught a spider, and I, like, my first reaction, my first thought was, I could post a picture of this on Reddit, somebody will tell me what it is in 20 minutes, as yeah. long as I find the right subreddit.
Yeah.
Dude, did you there's do a that sub- then?
No, I forgot about
did you go
it.
Into it's still in the spiders? Freezer.
No, it's he put the, it's he put it's in the what it's r slash what is this bug? Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, wow.
But like you have a lot of the Reddits. Like people always say, don't browse all of the Reddits or all of the subreddits because then you'll end up seeing stuff you don't want to see. Stuff from like Space Sticks. Don't go there. Stuff from Space Sticks and like stuff like some of the really weirder
Space
stuff
Sticks?
You don't want to know. Some of the weirder stuff will not show up like for quite a few pages down. Nightmares is what's on Space Sticks. Nightmares.
Space Dicks.
Yes. We got to stop talking about it because somebody's going to be like,
"Yeah,
okay, but, now I'm going to check it out." Anyway.
Damn it.
Did no, just get on
this
computer?
Is one of those things where it's like curiosity
so
really
get on your
did
computer.
Kill.
How do you find it?
Don't
like
don't
I got on Reddit one time in my life, and all it was like words all over
them.
The screen, and it was too much. And
that's
I just
like
was
putting
like,
a tray of yeah. cookies on a table and letting your little kid being like, "No, you're not
well,
going to have any."
It's incredibly stripped down to the point where, like, you know, I mean, the like you've got thumbnail images or whatever, and you can kind of see what's going on, unless it's not safe for work, and then that stuff's like. It's got like a little question mark or whatever, depending on. Anyway, but
it sounds complicated.
Yeah,
it's not. You look at the stuff, you read it, you read a thing,
I like
and
Pinterest.
You go, "Does this sound interesting to me?" They have all the subreddits, and it shows like r/ makeup addiction, which is awesome. Like it's people who just do makeup for like sometimes it's like movie makeup, sometimes mm-hmm. it's just like.
Makeup.
A dude who's like, you know, I wanted to experiment with this, and this is, you know, what I've been doing, and like a woman who's like, I've been working on perfect cat eyes for like 20 years, and I think I got it, you know, like mm-hmm. Lacquaristas, which is all about like doing their nails and stuff like that. It's just like fascinating, like, and it's stuff that I don't really give a shit about
yeah.
necessarily, but that's their life. You know, 100%, like, all they give a shit about is somebody looking at, like, not even somebody looking at it, but, like, just being able
just
to...
Just doing this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to me, that's being a nerd.
Yeah.
But, like, when you don't have that thing, or you're embarrassed of that thing, so you just, like, just co-opt, like, being a nerd by wearing, you know, whatever, it's that. Then that's just fashion.
Yeah.
You're not being a nerd.
Yes.
I don't know.
Right.
It's just kind of
I mean,
shitty.
You could be a nerd about fashion. That's fine. Just
yeah.
tell me what the fuck your passion is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oops.
Come on, Meow.
Because, like, that's the whole definition of being a nerd, is being able to...
Well, I don't want to go that far. Somebody's going to get on, like, Urban Dictionary or Webster's.com.
Yeah, that's credible. Actually, I wonder what Webster says a nerd is.
I don't know, but we all know what a geek is.
Sideshow freak. Bites the heads off of chickens.
Yeah.
And a dork is a whale penis.
Yeah.
So I'll take being a nerd.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Exactly. I don't know. I think that... I don't know. It's such a bummer about the labels thing. Yeah. You know?
I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, Jeff has told me a lot of terrible things he's accidentally seen in subreddits, so...
Yeah.
Kids, don't do the subreddits.
Just
stay away from Reddit. Well, maybe not Reddit. Don't ever go on 4chan. Ever.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it. I've lost a lot on Reddit, too, but like, I'm just brave.
Yeah, you will have deep regrets and nightmares if you go on 4chan.
Yeah. Read what, like, the difference between 4chan and Reddit is, like, with Reddit, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, yeah.
You can look at something, and if it's, like, an r/WTF...
Just stay out of that.
Yeah, you know you're gonna, like, yeah, you're...
You're gonna see, like, yeah. Shit that is gonna eat at your brain for the rest of your life.
Recently I did, and I'm not gonna talk about it any more than, like, literally I saw something that gave me nightmares. Shit. Like, no shit. But, like, I mean, that's reality.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I know that shit happens, like, lots of shit happens, and it's scary and it's terrible and it's unfortunate, but I don't need that brain worm digging right. around in there.
Exactly.
Speaking of nightmares, though, just started Amnesia 2 nights ago.
Oh yeah, how was that?
I was doing it with Jeff because it's his Steam account.
Uh huh.
So he had to like log me in and everything, and so we were sitting in bed. I've got my little laptop desk. I'm doing it on my laptop, sans mouse, which was annoying using a trackpad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it was definitely tense, because, like, it's pretty much, like, all quiet, and you can just hear, like, your own breath. Like, sometimes it gets more intense, and there was just, like, creaking in the castle, and sometimes, like, there will be a draft, and a door will fly open, and, like, uh-huh. Jeff's just sitting next to me. He's so tense. But it's dark in the room, so he's also sleepy.
Right. So
what is amnesia?
Amnesia is,
Amnesia, The Dark Descent.
Yeah.
A video game?
It's like a survival horror / puzzle game. It's an immersion game. You're supposed to put on your headphones and like turn them up so you can't hear outside noises, and you're supposed to turn off all the lights. So it's like just you and this screen, so like you're just fully immersed in this game, and you're in an empty castle. You're trying to you lost your memory. You're slowly losing your memories. Oh, and you're trying to get to like the center of the castle to figure out where you are and like what you're doing and shit. And there's monsters and shit in the castle, but you have no weapons. There are no weapons to pick up. Nothing. It is the only things you can pick up and carry with you are tinder boxes to light candles, lamp oil, and an oil lamp to carry with you. And if you're in the dark too long, you start to go crazy. And if you get too crazy, you pass out.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. It's some crazy shit. And there are a couple times like I have just like I'm not sure why I'm just like going along. I'm going slow. You know, trying to, like, be quiet and whatnot. And, for some reason, I just fell over. And, like, I'm gasping for air. It's total first person, too. It's awesome. But,
wow.
If you see a monster, you have to outrun it and then hide somewhere where it's dark, where they can't see you. But if you're in the dark too long, you start to go crazy. And it's nuts.
Insane.
It is. Yeah. Like, and if you're in the, like, part of going crazy is, like, the room, it'll, like, you start to hallucinate, and the room will, like, expand and, like, shrink, and the walls will bend.
Is this a PC game?
Yeah. It's on Steam.
Okay. Huh.
It's awesome. I like it. A Machine for Pigs just came out last month, so I need to hurry up and finish Dark Descent.
Yeah. Dude, I hate to be this guy, but Grand Theft Auto 5...
Like, dude!
I can tell you straight up, like, the story in that game is phenomenal. And, like, people
except
don't
except for,
realize,
you know, the part where you're torturing hookers to death.
No. Well, okay. One part one.
There was a torture scene when I was sitting there, like, watching you play.
Okay.
It.
So I'll address that in a second. Part one. Why? Like, it is funny to me that every time somebody says about Grand Theft Auto, it's like they automatically bring up killing hookers. Why not just killing people? Why isn't that, you know? Like,
I know.
But all right.
But no, it's a specific thing. Like, you're supposed to kill certain people.
Right. Or anybody. Like, okay, one of the things that, like, one, I refrain from killing prostitutes.
Well, good for you.
However, I do use them from time to time because it's funny. You got to do it once
what?
Just to see what happens.
Those women,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can earn a living.
Yeah, exactly. You got to give them money.
Bill.
So, what? It's not like I'm watching it beaten off or something. Like, that'd be ridiculous.
Bill.
Dude, you could have sex with people in the last Fallout game.
Yeah, exactly. You need to slow your roll, dog.
What? Dude, I remember a PC game.
Would you get Ben out of shit? Yeah.
Like back when computers were just like white screen games with black shit on it.
Oh, yeah.
There was like, a game that I used to play.
Larry. Leisure Suit Larry.
No, there was a game where you were a doctor and you were supposed to operate on people. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it was called, but you could have sex with the nurses in that game.
Yeah.
And that was in like the very early 90s or late 80s. Right. So, I mean, like, that's not a new thing where you can have sex with the characters
I'm
on the game.
I'm giving him shit, but like...
Yeah,
you gotta let him.
You can...
You can fuck all the hookers you want on Grand Theft Auto, Bill.
Thank you.
You can, like, woo-hoo on The Sims.
Yeah. I mean, did I ever, like, once walk in the room and being like, what are you doing, you slut? You're having sex in an imaginary world with imaginary people.
Did you ever see,
or
like...
Or even worse, you perv, you're watching how these people do it.
Did you ever see the gif of The Sims actually having, like, sex?
No.
Quote-unquote sex? Yeah. They're, like, literally, like... It, basically, it's the game, and it's them two doing it, like, under the covers, but they had removed the covers to see, like, what they were actually doing. And they're literally, like, they're still dressed, and they're literally just floating over each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, they just
like,
roll around.
Their heads kind of, like, detached from their bodies at one point,
but if
their
leg,
like, comes out.
If I can interrupt and continue defending Grand Theft Auto.
All right.
Let's
talk about your shit.
There are... It's a satire piece. The entire thing is basically meant to make fun of the supposed addiction to violence. Like there is like the problem with people is that we're just violent by nature. Mm-hmm. We really are. I mean, otherwise there wouldn't be war and stuff like that. Like, and that's just like normal. We have to get that out somehow. Why not a video game?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they be like that's. I don't know. But there's always like, oh, video games cause violence. They don't. It just so happens that video games are so popular that anybody, that people play them. Everybody plays them. One way or another.
I have shot many a person in a video game, and I have never had the urge to go into a public place and just open fire.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's never gotten that way. But
in Skyrim, I sit and like shoot fire out of my hands, but I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, like, it's not like you're like praying to the Dark Lord for
mentally
magic.
Unstable person, you're a mentally unstable person. Video games are neither going to help nor hinder that.
Now, one of the things before I get to the torture thing, two things that I have to say that are awesome about this game. One, there are only two crimes that I've been able to find that are not in the game. These two crimes are anything against a child, because there's no kids in the game.
Yeah, which is weird.
That's good.
No, it's on purpose, because they don't want people just running around shooting kids.
I know.
And then the second one is... there's no sexual assault. There's no sex crimes. Every time a person has sex, it's consensual. Every single time.
Fair enough.
Which, that says a lot about the people who are making the game.
Yeah.
Because, like,
so does that mean there's no pimps?
No, the women work for themselves. I've never... Huh. Well, I mean, there might be in the other ones. I only played 3 for 20 minutes and then 5.
Well,
but
that doesn't mean that it's not consensual.
Yeah.
If they have a pimp.
Yeah.
Obviously. The pimp's just there to protect them.
There's the strip club. Like, in this game, you can go to the strip club, and, like, you can get a private dance, and then they show their boobs, and they're, like, sitting there, you know, doing the thing. And then, like, when the bouncer walks away, you have the choices of flirting with them or touching them. If you touch them or flirt with them, they like you more. Their likeness meter, their liking you meter goes up. And if you get to the point where they're, like, you can, if you fill it up, you can ask them to go back to their house, or they can ask you.
Oh, yeah, that's realistic.
Right, it's not meant to be realistic.
Talk about a man's fantasy.
Wait a second, no, because, like, one of the things, one of the dudes that, when he flirts with the one girl, he says, oh, whatever you do, just don't tell me your life story. That's flirting? Get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? It's completely ridiculous. But anyways, but, like, they're, I of course did that, and I was like, because I got to do everything in the game, right?
Yeah.
Well, the first lady that I had the lap dance with, I got a likeness meter all the way up, and I was like, and it gives you the option, like, go home, you know, with her, or ask her to sleep with you. And she was like, you know, I don't sleep around. There was only one of the strippers that I met that actually would go back to the house with me.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's like, it's not I'm not saying it's not a bad. Yeah, it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but they're saying clearly that not all women who work in the sex industry are sluts,
right,
or in the it's dancing true. Industry. So, like, there's a lot of things that they're putting in there, and then the torture thing. This is getting long, and I'll wrap it up. The torture thing.
Yeah,
so
wrap it up, Bill.
The one dude, wrap it up, B.
That's not helping.
The
I never said I was trying to help.
Yeah,
I was talking to him.
Anyway, the dude, the one guy, Trevor, it's kind of a spoiler, but not really, but like, all right, if you don't want to hear a spoiler about GTA.
Oh my God, nobody that listens to this is going to freaking be
you don't know that.
You never know. You never know. Skip like 2 minutes. Anyway, so basically like dude's torturing this guy. You have to pick how you torture him with like a battery with like jumper cables. And like a wrench, and you like or pliers, you pull out teeth and shit. It's like it's really bad.
Yeah, the image that's floating around a lot is the dude with like the fucking plumber's wrench.
Yeah, yeah. It's really really graphic. Well, it's not super graphic or anything, but it's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And then like the dude who's like in charge of you doing this is like, all right, we'll kill this asshole. I'm going to the country club. So he takes off. And what does your character do? He grabs the guy. He's like, he lets him go, unties him, pulls him. He's like, what's going on? He was like, you going to kill me? And he's like, no, I'm taking you to the airport. And he's like, why? And he was like, you're going to get on a plane and fly far, far away. And then you're going to become a torture advocate because people need to know that torturing doesn't do shit to people. Torturing does not make people give up information. It's wrong. It's brutal. And we don't need to do this to people. For like 10 minutes, you cannot skip this dialogue.
Wow, yeah.
You drop the dude off at the airport, and he takes off, gets away. It's amazing to me that like they went through this entire sequence where you cannot skip it, and then they do that speech where it's like, you know, people need to get their heads out of their ass about this because like it even says to him, he was like, if I wouldn't have laid a hand on you, would you have told me everything? And he was like, yeah, I was about to. And he was like, exactly. That's why we got to stop doing this.
Oh, wow.
And we live in obviously America. You watch 24, you watch like, you know, you hear all this shit about people waterboarding people in Guantanamo and all that.
Yeah. Throwing acid on people.
Yeah. Well, they don't torture people by throwing acid. Well, they probably do, but that's not like what's in the news because that's actually brutal.
Yeah.
But the fact that like the game straight up is saying like, and they've proven that like torture doesn't work because people just will tell you anything at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But
to just make you stop.
Yeah, and Americans are so fucked up that they're like, oh, we gotta torture those guys and get our boys back home safe. You know, whatever. No, anyway,
not so much.
Not gonna help.
So anyway,
they did do a waterboarding thing on MythBusters where they put them like in a recliner, and I think it was either Tori or Grant, and Carrie took turns sitting in the chair.
Uh-huh.
Carrie had a fucking mental breakdown.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
She just started bawling.
I don't even really know what waterboarding is. Don't they just drop water on your face?
Basically, they lay you, okay, so that your head is lower than your feet, but not by much, a couple of inches.
Okay.
And then they put a rag over your face so that it covers your nose and your eyes.
Okay.
And then they dump water. And it simulates drowning. I mean, it goes into your nose. You don't drown so much, but it does definitely go into your nose. It goes into your lungs. It goes into your sinuses. It is... Dude, that radio dude, Man Cow, along...
sure.
Yeah, he's like some, like, one of those, like... I don't want to say he was, like Bill O'Reilly or anything, but he was definitely, like, very conservative and whatnot. And, like, for the longest time, he was on the radio, like, talking, like, these pussies with the waterboarding, it's not torture, fuck those guys, they don't know shit, you know, like say, like going, and then some, like a bunch of his listeners were like, if you don't think it's that bad, dude, then do it. So he did, he got a guy to come in and waterboard him who worked for like, who was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it was the best video. It's on the internet. The dude's like, he's like, all right, lay down. They tie his legs, you know, and he's sitting there and he's like, okay. He was like, okay, I'm going to do this on three. All right, you ready? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, one, I lied, and dumps this bucket on his face.
Oh.
And he flips shit. He loses his mind. He gets up, and he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then, like, they're like, and, of course, this dude's like, okay, so what do you think, Man Cow? He's like, I'm wrong. That is horrifying. That is the worst thing that has ever happened to me. When I was a kid, I almost drowned. That's what it was like.
Oof.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, even conservative dudes who are like, you know, like putting their foot in their mouth. That's what it is. Nerdy. Anyway, so what's nerdy about that? Are there torture nerds? Mike Carpenter is a torture nerd.
He would be. Yeah, exactly. He loves him some torture porn.
Yeah.
Some Hostel.
Yeah.
God.
I can't watch that.
No, I can't either, man. No.
I watched the first Saw movie, and I've watched a couple of them, like bits and pieces in the theater, because of working there, and you could.
Yeah. I watched like the first Hostel, and that shit freaked me out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Seriously. The Saw movies, like, anytime I would watch one of them, I would end up covering my eyes during, like, the torture part.
I was working at the theater, I think, for
like, I get most the idea
of the Saw movies, Turistas, and I think the second Hostel, maybe even the first Hostel.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how can people fucking watch this?
And they love it, man. I don't know. Seriously. Love it.
I don't understand how people can't turn away. Like, people are just sitting there watching it.
And I'm just like, those are bolt cutters on an Achilles tendon.
Yeah. Like the worst thoughts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have to turn away with anything with teeth. Anything with, like, people getting their teeth broken or ripped out or anything. Like, I can't watch it. Like, teeth freak me the fuck out.
But you watch MMA. Like, don't those dudes get their teeth knocked out every now and again?
I've never seen anybody get their teeth knocked out.
They've never done that?
I've never seen it happen.
It happens in boxing.
Yeah, but, I mean...
And those dudes, like... The MMA dudes are, like, brutal.
I've seen some, like... I've seen some guys get their elbows, like, hyperextended, like, broken, like... You know, like, their arms, like, twisted in weird ways, but... And it's freaky. Like, you watch that, you're like, oh, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. For me, that's the worst.
But, no, for me, teeth, like, I am, like... really weird about teeth. Like, I can't watch, like, the curb stomping scene American History X. Like, I'm like, no. Like,
really
any of those
bad
dentist, like, horror movies. I can't watch any
Marathon
of that
Man
stuff.
Back in the 70s, Dustin Hoffman. Oh, man. There's this one scene. They think he's, like, a spy or something. And, like, they kidnap him. And they literally, he's just a guy who is running. And, like, this guy is, like, gonna drill his teeth and stuff. And he goes, so is it safe? And he's like, what? I don't know. Is it safe? And, like, he just keeps saying it over and over again, and he starts, like, drilling it. Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, no, yeah, I can't. No, teeth. Anything with teeth, like, freak me the fuck out. Yeah. I hate the dentist. I hate anything with teeth.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
What do you guys think about comic books?
I like some. I started reading the Wonder Woman
comics. I don't know a lot about comic books.
Yeah.
I pick some up here and there, but I'm not, like...
Yeah.
I have not amassed a giant collection. We have a handful in our house, but, I used to own all of the Sailor Moon graphic novels.
Dude.
I was way into manga for a while.
Yeah.
See, I bought a box of manga books, but I don't know anything about comic books.
Well, manga. That's Japanese. That's comics. Like the next step.
Yeah.
You gotta read them all backwards.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Oh, man.
Right to left.
Yeah.
This shit is weird.
That's one of the things that, like, I don't know. That denotes a little bit of more the, like, the hardcore. When you have to do things differently in order to enjoy it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Okay, it wasn't necessarily just anime. It was really just Sailor Moon. I was huge into Sailor Moon.
Oh, I loved Sailor Moon.
Oh, my God. Right. I used to have... Chris Rao reminded me of this, because he and I had this conversation a while back where he was talking about, like, the Pokemon trading card game and the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card game. I'm like, oh my God, I used to have the Sailor Moon trading card game.
That's awesome. That's
like,
awesome.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over there now.
I used to watch that show a lot.
Me too.
Oh God, seriously. Yeah. I used to record it when it was on Toonami.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon was great. I used to watch that.
They're putting out all of the books again. I think Tokyo Pop went under, though, because you can't get those anymore. I forget who's doing them now.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I'm kind of mad. I went through, like, a nerd hatred phase where I was just... I didn't want to, you know, admit to myself I was in deep denial, so I got rid of, like, everything in my house. Like, in my bedroom that was nerdy when I was, like, 16 or 17. And I'm just like, I want that shit back.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, that's the problem when you... Like, for anybody... If you change who you are,
mm-hmm.
even, like, out of a self-loathing or because, like, your parents say something or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, you know, like any of that stuff, you always end up regretting it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
It's, you just have to, I don't know. I don't understand 100% why. I've gone through it at points where it's like, why do I love the stuff that I love? I don't know. Why do I want a fanny pack so bad? You know what I mean? Like, why do I have to have this?
Yeah, in case anybody didn't know, Bill now has a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Bill rocks the fanny pack. You yeah. shut your mouth.
Yeah, thank yeah. you. Thank you very much.
I think you should just give it up. Let did him you wear get,
did you
pack.
Tell them about my man purse that I ordered?
Oh, he's getting you a man purse?
Oh,
really?
He is no. from LACopgear.com.
Can I just tell the story? Or is
he
that
just
cool?
asked, did I tell them?
Right, so Jesus, that I Bill. Could tell it.
Whatever, Bill. This is yeah. why we can't have so, nice things.
So this dude, oh, this dude I know, like, I showed him my fanny pack, and he was like, why don't you just, like, just get a purse, dude. And I was like, because you gotta find one that's right, you know. And like, the reason I want one, it, like, the reason I want a fanny pack is I carry too much shit in my pockets.
Yeah.
And if you have something like to carry that stuff in, then great. But I need different compartments because, like, I can't mm-hmm. put my electronic cigarette in, like, in a spot where it's gonna, like, possibly bend or, you know, any of that
you
stuff.
You can't just have it flopping around loose in a bag.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, like, I had to find things that have, like, different pockets. Well, like, over the shoulder campus side packs and stuff like that, which are basically male purses,
mm-hmm.
They don't have that necessarily all the time. But if you do find one, it's, like, you know, kind of, like, more for artists and stuff, like,
yeah.
slots with pencils and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to this dude. And he was like, well, why don't you just... And he was like, hey, dude, show him your purse. And he picks it up, and it's this, like, sweet-ass, tactical-looking, like, ridiculous... You know, he's got, like, a water bottle off the side, but it's a small one. It looks like, you know... And it's got, like, all these pockets and shit. And I'm just like, where the hell did you get that? And he's like, LACopgear.com. That's tough. You know what I mean? Like, so I went home and ordered
purse.
It.
It's and not then, got a purse, though. It's not a purse.
I don't care. I mean, like, I'm all right
it
with
it. It can
a,
be a purse. It doesn't have to have a... Purses don't have gender.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but people think they do. Like, but, when you say purse, like...
Yeah. But what am I going to say? Merce? No. You know, exactly.
You can call it, though. It's call it like
it's
a freaking...
It's a bag. It's
bag.
A bag.
A bag.
It's got a hidden compartment for a handgun.
You put your weed in there.
Put your weed in the handgun part? And put your motorcycle keys in
there? You ever
look butterfly
at the stars?
Yeah. You ever look at the stars on weed, man? But
what?
But it's got
half-baked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good
God, people.
But yeah, like it's got a place to put a handgun. On the inside, it's got a loop where you can run your belt loop through. So when it's when you're running
nice.
After yeah. like perpetrators or whatever,
gotta catch that perp.
Yeah,
you're gonna be doing a lot of that, Bill.
No, I'm just yes. saying. Maybe, who knows? Maybe yeah. I'll become a vigilante. Maybe I'll get that sweet tactical vest for $40.
Talk to Bill and find out how to become a private investigator.
Dude, I would join up. I would
Dude,
sign
I think
up.
That would be the best job.
Bill and Bill, yeah. private detectives.
That's right.
I want to do it too.
Dude.
Bill and Lauren.
Dude, I'm telling you, what do we got
to
do? A bunch of
you
push-ups?
You have to get boots with
you
spurs.
Gotta, no, yes. you can do, but you can
yes.
do like online freaking or like... mail order freaking classes to
yeah.
learn how to be
course.
A, yeah.
go through PCDI.
No shit. The one day I was in a bar, I was in a bar in a town, and and like I've got
Lies.
My back to the door, and I heard spurs, and I was like, "That's Bill."
Ching, ching,
yeah,
ching.
I turned around. Totally was him. I just missed him as he was walking past. He wasn't like in there drinking or getting smashed. Or
really?
Whatever. I think he was just grabbing a six pack or something. Yeah.
He's gonna go get smashed at home and where he can drink in his underpants.
Yeah, exactly.
Underpants.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Dude, what's Bill in his underpants is like, shit. It's the best thing ever.
It's the stuff of legends.
It is. Legends
that
are
dude
made.
Is so cool.
I know.
Oh, seriously.
I can't get over how cool, like I don't know.
And I'm sure if he heard you say that, he'd be like, no.
Yeah, exactly. He's just so chill about it. He's like, no, I'm just Bill.
I did see, though, that he finally put on the... Sunbury shop, it does say
totem. Yeah, I did see that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Like he's finally admitting it.
Yeah. I love Bill.
Yeah.
Couldn't have had a better freaking
married
Padre for my wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He totally chastised AJ, too, before the wedding. Because AJ was like, I want you to drop the F-bomb as many times as possible and blah, blah, blah. And Bill's like,
Aaron,
no, I am not doing that. Have a little respect. And like, he just totally lectured AJ. It was awesome.
That's beautiful.
It was.
That's beautiful. See, that's the thing, man. Like, I don't know, being humble and stuff. Should we talk about more something else that's nerdy?
Whatever.
I like Doctor Who.
Yeah. We
touched on that,
yeah.
A little bit this episode, a little bit last episode.
I mean, I like Star Wars. It's like, you know, that's like the normal thing. You know what's really weird, though, is like when you meet people who, like, you have no idea that they're just obsessed with, like, not even, like, the really obscure stuff, but just, like meeting a dude who's, like, totally obsessed with, like, Thundercats or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to go off on the Star Wars thing. I was gonna be like, we're talking about you, Kevin.
Yeah.
I listened to those two and I was like, shit.
Yeah. He's
bro,
like,
knows a thing or two.
Yeah. No kidding.
I know, Kevin.
That was one of my favorite episodes to do ever. But I did feel bad. Oh yeah, Popular Outcasts.
Yeah, Bill's on the Popular Outcasts. Woo!
Yeah.
Leader of all the
No, I'm no leader.
Jeff likes to think he's the leader.
Yeah.
Jeff's not.
Jeff thinks he's the leader and pretty much is, but calls me the leader while he's leading. It's very weird. It's a very strange dynamic, but I enjoy it. I love it. I think Jeff and Mike are wonderful human beings.
That's a great podcast.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I really like it.
I don't know. I helped create. Jeff always says that I created the network, which...
I think the three of you kind of co-created it.
Yeah, and that's what I say together. Too. But then Jeff's like, no, but you bought the computer and you're the one who paid for the domain and you're the one who told us that we were going to do this.
You're
just
the producer. That's what the producer does. Yeah. Like, we record in your house. You edit the show.
Yeah.
And
now we've gotten some more and it's fun. Yeah. But
you should say what you guys are nerded about.
I'm going to do it, Bill. I'm going to do it. Jeff's been on me for a little while.
Okay, do it.
I'm going to do it. So, speaking of nerding and whatnot, I'm going to take this opportunity because my husband's been on my ass, so I'm going to get him off my ass now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not so much.
Not that sort.
I am going to be starting my own podcast.
That's awesome.
It's going to be sex and relationship advice and education.
That's awesome. That's really, really sweet.
I don't have a title yet, so
I was
anybody. I don't want to use my name in the title anywhere. We've been
Ace
through this
Lynn show.
Yeah.
The Aceland Sex Show.
No,
Ace the Sex Ace.
I think that
we
was my
put Ace
suggestion.
Somewhere.
I'm
in
like,
it.
No. Oh, you guys,
what
knock
about?
It off. Come on.
What about
should have Ace somewhere in it?
I was thinking, now what?
No, because that seems kind of condescending.
It
like,
does.
Now what?
No, like, now what do I do?
I don't know what I'm doing.
What if it was just, I don't know what to do?
I kind of like that.
No, because I want it to be like, you see the title, you know what
right.
it is.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just like...
Yeah.
Kind of strapped for ideas.
Well,
and I'm... pilot episode is going to be me tackling some of the... relationship questions from Yes Men, since Yes Men is on an indefinite hiatus right now.
Yeah,
I've gotten permission from the Michael Bennett to go ahead and answer some Yes Men business.
I'm gonna start a podcast called Maybe Men.
Maybe.
And it's just gonna be about me, whether or not I'm actually a man.
Ashley and I are gonna do one called No Women.
But it's gonna be all it's so ironic. You guys are such hipsters.
For the entire time. Sir, no.
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 Kelsey and I call each other sir and bro.
Yeah.
She started it. She's like, I'm just gonna call you like dude and sir. And I'm like, that's fine, bro.
She does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe men would be all right for me. I just talk about how I'm
maybe a man.
Men. There you go.
I don't know what makes me. What makes you a man? What make like? Because that's the gender thing is just so weird and like
yeah.
You know, I would like to talk about you know just average Joe stuff that's not really thought about, like the fact that I really like. there's no reason that it, dude, it's 2013. Wear a fucking purse. Call Seriously. It a purse too. You know, I mean,
goddamn right.
It's like, it doesn't
refuse mean, those gender roles.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything if you just carry around shit in a bag. You know what I mean? Like, it just means,
but not
like
a plastic bag, like you're fucking homeless.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you carry would around mean, a grocery
that
bag.
Would, yeah, that would have connotations.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Okay, what are you nerd about, Aislinn?
Oh God,
podcasting.
A lot of things. I'm just, I don't. I nerd about being a nerd. I like to learn.
Yeah.
Like, that is my thing. Like, right now, I'm reading, like, 9 books.
That's a lot of books.
All different subjects. I'm reading The Hobbit, 2 books on Buddhism, a Grimm's Fairy Tales book, The Complete Works of H.P. Lovecraft, a book about oral sex, a book about green living, a book of erotic stories. There's one more in there. Oh, and Chicken Soup for the Jewish Soul.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I also, like, I nerd about crafting, too. I like to make things, and I like to make them well sometimes.
Yeah. You do a great job.
I'm kind of bummed out because I went to Pepper's to see the Michael Bennett yesterday because we were downtown for the farmer's market, and he had to give me one of my hair flowers back because a girl bought it and the clip fell off, like Aww. A bunch of the other ones. So I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to burn all these flowers.
That sucks.
Well, you could do, I don't know, you could do something else with them.
Yeah, I probably will because I have a shitload of artificial flowers in my house.
Yeah.
Because
I figured out of anything, like, they're not expensive.
Yeah.
I figured they'd go fast, but not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
There's stuff like that.
I like video games.
Yeah.
So excited for the Pokemon next week!
I think I'm...
Actually, when this comes out, Pokemon will have already been out for a week!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually going to get Pokemon. I'm not 100%.
Oh my god, do it.
Here's my problem. It's, like, in my brain, I can't play that and Animal Crossing. Even though,
it's gonna be hard, man.
Yeah. Animal Crossing is, like, more of a, like, an hour commitment. Or, like, a half an hour commitment a day. Because you gotta get your fossils... And you gotta, like...
I found all the fossils. I just get them appraised and sell them. Oh, what do you need?
No.
Oh, she has it.
I already have actually. It. I just have to visit a town tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I finished my fossil collection a little while ago, and...
Oh, I missed one fucking bug. I missed a scorpion, and I can't catch one again until June. I'm so mad.
That sucks.
The same thing happened to me.
I don't know how I am with everything else.
I didn't see one in my town until the day before. It was September, like the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And I... ran past it, was like, holy shit, scorpion! Turned around, quick, go to the net.
Oh, they run.
And then it charged me and just stung the shit
you
out
can't,
of me.
You can't run.
You have to sneak
them.
Up on them with the net. You can't have your net out.
Oh, man, it was the worst.
Last time I saw one, I was like, okay. I'm like sneaking up behind it, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get it. Fucker just disappeared into the dirt.
Yep.
What?
I'm like, no!
Are you collecting the spooky furniture?
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. That shit's dope. I have so much of it. It is so cool.
I have the table, the bookcase, the sofa, the wall lamp, the wall, the floor, and the wardrobe or closet, whatever the tall one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
Lauren's
all of
just
that
like, yeah, whatever.
I have all of
I
that.
I was just thinking about my Simpsons game and how much fun I'm having with the Treehouse of Horror shit right now.
It's great.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I got my shuffling zombie and my Victorian UFO and all kinds of
shit. I've never played it because I'm afraid it's just going to kill all of my time. And
yeah.
It doesn't actually take up too much of my time now. But now, because I'm trying to collect all this, the Halloween shit, like, I'm obsessing about it. I play it, like, 2 or 3 times a day. And,
I love obsessing about something to the point where, like, I'm sitting there at work going, God, I mean, I could take, like, a 15-minute break and, like, go catch some more fish on Animal Crossing, like, right now.
I have caught everything for the month of October except for a bagworm. One just hasn't fallen out of a tree for me yet.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah, I did get one of those. Oh, I'm supposed to get one for Puddles today. I gotta do that later.
Yeah. One of your residents.
Yeah, she wants one.
Thinking about going home, watching the episode of The Simpsons tonight. Because there's some secret code that they, like, air tonight where you have to, like,
I haven't watched The Simpsons.
Punch it in on your
since,
game
like,
and get some shit.
Oh my god, yeah.
I haven't either.
Since
I don't
I
watch
was
it.
Bart's age.
I recorded right? it tonight. Yeah, like I haven't. Yeah. I never really watched that show, but the game's fun.
I watched
yeah.
it when it first came out.
And, oh, me too.
Holy yeah. crap.
Oh, my college roommate, she had season two, and we watched season two just all the fucking time.
It's one of those things like South Park. Like, you don't realize that it's good until you watch it, and yeah. then, like, sometimes you'll miss. But apparently, like, the new episodes of South Park are really, like...
I've heard.
I don't, like, I can't... I can't put... No, like, amazing.
Like, amazing,
oh,
yeah.
Really? Like, phenomenal. Yeah. Those dudes blow me away. Phenomena.
That show's
phenomenal.
Always been really good.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Who said you looked like the fucking Phenomena guy?
Phenomena.
Several people. I can't
that
remember.
That was somebody...
At the roast? Was it Nick Rehak?
I was too drunk. To know. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
No.
Probably. I don't know. I was.
No, I think it was John.
That was my next guess. It was either Nick or John.
I think I heard Nick's and I didn't hear him mention that. AJ okay. would have said something.
Yeah.
We were out there for Nick's.
No,
but.
I definitely remember.
And we're wrong.
No,
let us
I think
know.
It was. I think it was Nick because I think he. I remember him now leaning down to me and going do 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 do. And then
yes,
and then
yes.
I went phenomena. And then he was like, "See, told you."
Like, okay. I didn't hear all right.
That. I'm pretty sure it was Nick.
Yeah.
Which I like that dude a lot. He's cool.
He's nice.
Yeah. So nice.
Hi, but we've overstayed our welcome.
Yeah.
I feel. Mm. I try not to bother you people for more than an hour at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
this was fun.
PopularOutcast.com.
Yeah, check
oh yeah,
it out.
Bill, do you want to do our ad since we didn't do one on the list?
Oh, we oh. did. Oh.
We missed it.
We're bad. We didn't do our Amazon ads.
Son of a bitch! Why? You guys should just record one and you can just.
Oh my god!
On.
I know, right?
Why don't you do it?
Hey, this is Bill calling for the Girls at Girls podcast. I'm here to tell you about Amazon.
You should do that. Come on, that voice. We need it.
You want me to keep going like this?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you remember the time where the whole time you were talking like the stereotypical Jewish man? You did it for
probably.
Like 3 hours, and I wanted to kill you.
Oh, that was...
I texted Kelsey and said, I'm just going to kill
him. I wasn't the stereotypical Jewish man. It was Saul Rosenberg that I was doing.
Oh my
that's right.
Oh, yes,
Jesus.
Hi. Hello, yes, I fell down and my shoes and my glasses fell right off.
I'm going to be right there.
I'll be
I'm
right
going to bring
there.
All my shoes and all my
we
glasses.
Were walking around TJ Maxx trying to find him a pair of pants.
And I'm just like, what about these? I don't know.
Dude,
I might accidentally
not.
Get my foot
Did you
caught.
Ever listen to the Jerky Boys? Or are you too old for that?
She's too young.
Or too young. Yeah, not too old.
No. But anyway,
shit.
Yeah,
anyway.
Amazon.
Sorry.
Amazon, do it.
Go to Amazon.com. If you shop online, let's face it, folks. Everyone shops online nowadays.
It's true.
Did you know that Amazon in like the cities, you can get your fucking groceries? They have Amazon Fresh,
no.
and they deliver them within a day.
No,
straight up.
That
no
is fucking awesome.
Yeah, no bullshit. They go and get
if you
groceries.
If you have Prime, do you have to pay shipping?
I don't know. They bring them to your house.
Well, I know that. Of course, they do.
I don't
but
know how it works. I don't live in LA or New York, but I know it.
If
exists.
You live in LA or New York and you are listening, let us
yeah,
know how this works.
Yeah. Talk about this Amazon Fresh
yeah.
shit.
Okay,
but
go
anyway,
ahead.
Yeah. So if you shop online instead of going just to Amazon, go to PopularOutcast.com. Yeah, it's the easiest one. You can go to girlsongirls.popularoutcast.com. You can go to...
Any of the pages on popularoutcast.com has that fabulous purple Amazon banner.
It's beautiful.
Click on it. Clear your cookies first.
Clear that. Get those fucking cookies right
the hell
out.
If you don't
want
to clear your cookies, use a different browser.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Just get rid of it.
Yep.
And then do your shopping like normal would. Helps us out.
Doesn't
We're
going to
buy cruise ships.
No.
Oh, yeah. Cruise ships. Totally going to do that shit. I think I was talking to Jeff and we get like... We, as in the network, gets like 0.07%
yeah.
oh,
of your purchase.
It's teeny tiny.
We're totally getting a cruise ship this year.
It's it's teeny tiny.
Because you guys click on that
so
banner
much.
Yeah. so much.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've said it on Popular Outcast, but
see,
I mean,
we're like, not allowed to do it because they know us, so we're relying on you people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do it. If we do it, then they automatically ban us.
They
from
kick us the fuck
thing.
Out.
Yeah,
yep.
they're
you
like you're
tell
not
everyone
to
you
Amazon
know
anymore.
Everyone,
shithead.
Even if they don't listen to us, tell everyone.
That's how Amazon talks to people.
Yes,
they're like,
that's what the
shithead.
Email literally says.
Yeah.
Get out.
You don't get anymore. You're not allowed
Dude,
to rent here anymore.
Isn't Amazon like one of the coolest people to their employees
I would,
ever? Yes.
I would imagine.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure they are.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah,
whatever.
That's it.
We're way off topic.
PopularOutcast.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Check
we're on it iTunes.
It's our flagship podcast, and it's great. Listen to it if you don't already.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm ready to go home. Bye.